From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. World powers are in New York today for a third round of talks on a proposed Syrian political transition. Ahead of possible talks between the government and opposition, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is expressing doubt the conference will make much progress on identifying acceptable Syrian opposition groups.
Well, we haven't seen the list yet, but we believe that card-carrying members of al-Qaeda do not satisfy the conditions that we set for members of the opposition in Vienna. I believe opposition should be serious and it should be inclusive. So that they could engage in a serious talk.
The State Department says countries invited for today's talks are some of the same that participated in previous rounds in Vienna, including Russia and Iran, who are allies of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Secretary of State John Kerry will chair the meeting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Afghanistan on a previously unannounced stop. The visit comes as the country experiences a growing campaign of violence, especially in the east, where there is an Islamic State presence. A new Pentagon study shows high-profile attacks in the capital city of Kabul up 27% compared to the same time last year. Mr. Carter will meet with military commanders and U.S. troops while in Afghanistan. Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, says his government has foiled a coup attempt and arrested several senior military officials. In a nationwide television appearance, Issoufou said the plotters attacked the presidential palace just as the Independence Day got underway. Niger is a major ally in the fight against Islamic State extremists, including Boko Haram. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution to strengthen and expand measures to cut off funds to the self-proclaimed Islamic State. The militants get much of their financing from black market oil sales. The Islamic State also has a lucrative trade in stolen artifacts, extortion, and ransom for hostages. UN Chief Secretary Ban Ki-moon.
The international community must stay ahead of the curve to combat money laundering and the financing of terrorism. Doing so will not be easy. Many states have yet to establish the necessary legal regimes, institutions, and expertise to identify and freeze terrorist financing and assets.
The UN resolution requires countries to increase their efforts to choke off funding to the IS militants who seize large areas of Syria and Iraq and are looking to expand into Libya. President Barack Obama sought again to reassure Americans about the security risk here at home after terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California earlier this month. Speaking yesterday at the National Counterterrorism Center, Mr. Obama said there are dedicated patriots working around the clock to protect Americans.
One of our greatest weapons against terrorism is our own strength and resilience as a people. Now, that means staying vigilant. If you see something suspicious, say something to law enforcement.
President Obama has ordered investigators to leave no stone unturned as they work to learn how and why the San Bernardino attacks were carried out. The friend and neighbor who bought the guns for the couple who killed 14 people in San Bernardino, California, 2 weeks ago, was charged yesterday with supporting terrorists, lying about the gun purchase, and immigration fraud. Enrique Marquez faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted on all charges. Marquez legally bought the weapons for U.S. citizen Syed Farouk and his Pakistani-born wife, Tashfeen Malik, which they then used in the California massacre. Pope Francis has recognized a second miracle attributed to the late Mother Teresa, clearing the way for her elevation to sainthood. Italian media report the formal canonization ceremony is expected for September of next year, making it one of the highlights of Pope Francis's so-called Year of Mercy. Warning of a dangerous wave of incoming smog, Chinese authorities have issued their second-ever red alert for pollution in Beijing. Forecasters expect the cloud of smog to hover much of northern China from Saturday until Tuesday, with pollution levels reaching more than 20 times the safe limit. Meantime, the last deep coal mine in Britain closed today, putting more than 450 miners out of work and signaling the end of an era of coarse coal, one of the dirtiest fossil fuels, and its decline will not be mourned. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.